Welcome to the pilot episode of the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. So how should I start this podcast? I'm sure everybody is expecting me to talk about divorce and how to learn how to smile again. And, you know, that's part of what I want to talk about. So I thought that the first episode and the best way to start this would be to talk about signs of a healthy romantic relationship. So how do you know if you're in a healthy romantic relationship? Basically, if you're divorced, you know that you weren't in one. But what does a healthy romantic relationship look like? Sometimes after we're divorced, we forget because we're so used to the negativity and the dysfunctionality of what we were in. So I came up with 9 signs of a healthy relationship that I wanted to share. And here goes, and I'll talk about each one of them a little bit in detail so you have a better understanding of what I'm talking about. So here we go. Number one, you enjoy each other and you have fun together. So basically, I was talking to this guy the other day, and he was complaining about his relationship. He's not very happily married. And I said, you know, when was the last time you actually had fun with her? And he just like rolled his eyes. It's like, I don't know. Well, I thought to myself, well, isn't the whole point of being in a romantic relationship to enjoy your life together and to have fun? So when you stop having fun, that's a huge problem, and that's not healthy at all. And I know it's COVID, and I know, you know, that it's hard to get out there and do things and travel, but here's an example of what you can do when I'm talking about having fun with your spouse. So basically, on New Year's Eve, my partner and I drank wine, we played backgammon, we watched movies, we laughed, we talked, and we made it a date for us. And it was really, really sweet. And I had a very nice time. And, you know, that to me feels healthy. So that's number one. So number two in a happy, healthy romantic relationship is that arguments and disagreements get resolved pretty quickly. We all know everybody fights, everybody argues, everybody disagrees on things. Now, I shouldn't really say that because in my current 5.5-year relationship, I really have not had any fights. Seriously, maybe one in 5.5 years, but I think that's kind of an exception. I think even people in healthy relationships can have fights and disagreements. The key to your relationship being healthy is that these arguments and disagreements get resolved in a productive way. So healthy relationship people don't wait and let things fester. It takes a lot of courage to say to someone, you know, something's been bothering me for the last couple weeks and I really want to talk to you about it, because nobody wants to open up a can of worms. But the truth of the matter is, if you open up and you just tell the person how you feel and the two of you know how to communicate productively, you listen to each other, you let each other talk, you're not going to have the resentment that pents up years later where you say to the person, like, remember 8 years ago when you did this? Because that's just not healthy. So that's that one. Okay, number three, let's talk about the sex. So the sex has to be good. I mean, really good. And by that, I don't mean you have to have sex 20 times a week. You know, I'm in my 50s. I have no interest in having sex on a regular basis 10 times a day. So when I say you have to have good sex, I don't mean that in a superficial way. To me, sex means hand-holding, foreplay, hugging, kissing, and, you know, some naked cuddling and things like that. Physical intimacy, in my opinion, leads to a deeper and more meaningful connection and really takes your relationship to the next level. It makes you feel good to think about it. It makes you feel like, you know, you're with the person and the two of you are doing something together that you're not doing with anyone else. And it just makes you very intimate. And I think it connects people and gives you kind of a bond that is very, very important in a healthy relationship. All right, let's go on to number four. So you like each other. That's another key ingredient in a happy, healthy, romantic relationship. I personally think it's really easy to fall in love. At the beginning of a relationship, there's so much infatuation and you find yourself saying, I love you after 2 or 3 months, and then you're in it. But what happens when you're in a long-term relationship and you realize you don't really like this person that much? You know, maybe you just don't enjoy being around them, or you don't have like a lot of respect for the person. Then you don't know how to get out of the relationship because you don't want to be disloyal. You're supposed to be in love and you care about the person deeply because there's longevity there. So it's a hard position to be in. It's one that I've been in the past, and I don't think it's worth staying in a relationship just for love. I think that like is a very, very important component. So that's number four. Before I go on to number five, I just want to give a couple of plugs out to some people who are Divorced Girl Smiling sponsors. And the first person I want to talk about is Elaine Moss with Vester Capital. And Elaine and her company, Vester Capital, have been a DGS partner for several years. And I have to tell you, I transferred my account to Vester several years ago, and I have to say I could not be more pleased with the service and performance of the company. So it's Vester Capital. And the second person I want to recommend is the law firm of Katz and Stefani. So they have been a DGS partner for several years, and I know Dan and Andre personally, and I've met, I think, all of the attorneys there, and they're all professional and smart and very, very well known, very well respected law firm in Chicago. Okay, I'm going to continue with my list of signs of a happy, healthy, romantic relationship. So I'm on number four. No, I'm on number five, trust. So you trust each other. So when I say trust, people automatically are probably thinking, oh, she trusts that he won't cheat or she won't cheat. Well, yeah, that's true. But you also have to trust that the person, if they're going to be your partner, is going to make good decisions, that they're not going to do anything that is, you know, not smart financially, that they're not going to do anything behind your back that's unethical. And it's funny, I happen to be watching Breaking Bad right now, and that's what this made me think of. So spoiler alert, the woman finds out that her husband's a drug dealer. But you know, trust is so important. And if you're going to be healthy in your relationship, that's one thing you really need. Okay, number six, you respect each other. If there is no respect, you may as well break up right now. So the reason I say that is because it's very, very hard to be attracted to somebody that you don't respect. You have to respect the person's professional career, the way they treat others, the way they live their lives, maybe the way they take care of themselves physically, maybe the way they parent, the way they handle money, what they've accomplished in life. I think that respect can work in a couple different ways. I think respect can make you intensely attracted to someone, and it can also completely turn you off. So think about that. Need respect to be in a healthy romantic relationship. Okay, number seven, you support each other. So life is continually changing. What would you do if you were in a relationship and your ex says, and your partner says, I think I want to go back to school. He wants to quit his $90,000 a year job and go back to grad school. Well, if this is the fifth time he's done that and he has like 4 degrees, I'd say that's a red flag. But if you really think it will make him happy and he has a plan and a life change, if you're in a healthy romantic relationship, you have to support the other person, in my opinion. So I was going to say, in real love, there's no competition. and you're supportive of each other's careers, life choices, and what really it means to them to be happy. So that's number seven. Number eight, you are authentic and honest. You are really, really yourself. You have nothing to hide. You're not trying to be somebody else, and you speak the truth all the time. Authenticity is the core of a healthy relationship. I truly believe that. And honestly, it's very, very difficult for a lot of people to be vulnerable, especially after a divorce. But there are big rewards to vulnerability. What I mean by that is if you're willing to be vulnerable in your relationship, it will be a lot more meaningful and a lot deeper and a lot better. So that's number eight. And then number nine is that you bring out the best in each other. That's my favorite one, I think. So I've been in relationships where I just did not like myself. And then I've been in relationships, including currently, where my partner really brings out the best in me, because I look at him and I say, I want to be more like that. And I just really like the person I am. He truly makes me shine. And if you can say that, you're pretty darn lucky. So in an unhealthy relationship, the person might make you mean or angry or bitter or competitive or jealous. They might make you a cheater. They might cause you anxiety. And so it's important to remember that you can't blame someone else for the way you act, but there's a difference between someone who brings out the best in you and someone who brings out the worst in you. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so those are my nine things. I want to mention a couple other DGS partners that I really, really love. So Tiffany Hughes is a divorce attorney who owns a Chicago-based all-women law firm, and she's been a DGS partner for almost a year, and the energy she brings is just amazing. And then I want to shout out to Affiliates in Counseling. So Affiliates in Counseling has offices in Naperville, Chicago, the North Shore, and I believe Barrington. And they are a group of wonderful therapists. I've actually gone there personally myself and think the world of them. Affiliates in Counseling. So I want to thank everybody. This was the first episode. I want to know what you think. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to get your questions. And I want you to remember that Divorce Girl Smiling is here. It's a site I created, a website, a podcast, and soon to be app that I created to empower, connect, and inspire you. And I hope you enjoyed it. And I wish you all the best. To learn more, visit divorcedgirlsmiling.com.